láttam a rajongó arcokat, mikor beszélt a bölcsvezér. S mindenki elhitte, hogy boldog jövőt ígér. S nem volt sehol egy apró betű, figyelmeztető, hogy nem kell mindent bevenni, ami könnyen emészthető. Kockázatok és mellékhatások nélkül az élet nem élhető. Csak remélni lehet, hogy nem tesz tönkre a receptre felírt jövő. És jöttek a magukba, szédültek, kiket elragadott a hét, hogy az egyedül helyes gyógykezelés kötelező. Sem tudták föltalálni a boldogság pirulát, hiszen a szerelem ellen a házasság a legjobb orvosság. Kockázatok és mellékhatások nélkül az élet nem élhető, csak remélni lehet, hogy nem tesz tönkre a receptre felírt jövő. Kockázatok és mellékhatások nélkül az élet nem élhető. A csalódás a legtöbb esetben nem megelőzhető. Hát gondold meg, hogy mit veszel be, mert veszélyes is lehet. Ha a régen lejárt szavatosságú gyógyszereket szeded, ne hagyd, hogy téged is megtévesszen a kigancolt imád, hiszen ha rosszul választasz, nem segít majd az imádkozás. Kockázatok és mellékhatások nélkül az élet nem élhető, csak remélni lehet, hogy nem tesz tönkre a receptre felírt jövő. Kockázatok és mellékhatások nélkül az élet nem élhető. A csalódás a legtöbb esetben nem megelőzhető. Kockázatok és mellékhatások nélkül az élet nem élhető. Csak remélni lehet, hogy nem tesz tönkre a receptre felírt jövő. Kockázatok és mellékhatások nélkül az élet nem élhető. Hát ember küzdj, és bízva bízzál, Lucifer legyőzhető.
20 times a day. Roly-poly eats a hearty at dinner. It takes lots of strength to run and play. Pulls up weeds and does the chores, and he runs both ways to all the stores. He works up an appetite that way. Oh, Roly-poly, daddy's little fatty. Bet he's gonna be a man someday.
Szóljon hozzánk a honlapunkon is. www.civilradio.hu
Could have been a whiskey, might have been the gin. Could have been a 3 or 4 6 pack, I don't know. But won't you look at the mess I'm in, a head like a football. I think I'm gonna die. But tell me, oh my, wasn't at a party. Someone had a grapefruit, wore it like a hat. I saw someone under my kitchen table talking to an old tomcat. It was talking about football. The cat was talking back. Along about then everything went black. I wasn't at a party. I'm sure it's just my memory playing tricks on me. But I believe I saw my buddy sitting up in my neighbor's tree. Could have been a whiskey, might have been a gin. Could have been a 3 or 4 6 packs, I don't know. But won't you look at the mess I'm in, a head like a football. I think I'm gonna die. But tell me, oh my, wasn't at a party. Could have been a whiskey, might have been a gin. Could have been a 3 or 4 6 pack, I don't know. But won't you look at the mess I'm in, a head like a football. I think I'm gonna die. Tell me, oh my, wasn't at a party. And Bill and Joe and Tommy, you know they went a little far. They were sitting in my front yard blowing on a siren in somebody's police car. And so you see, Your Honor, it was all in fun. That little bit of track meet down on Main Street was just to see if the cops could run. Well, the runners in the sea in an alcoholic haze, and I sure can use those 30 days. But wasn't at a party. Yeah, the runners in the sea in an alcoholic haze, and I sure can use those 30 days. But wasn't at a party. Could have been the whiskey, might have been the gin. Could have been a 3 or 4 6 stack, I don't know. But won't you look at the mess I'm in, a head like a football. Have to get better to die. Tell me, oh my, wasn't at a party. Could have been the whiskey, might have been a gin. Could have been the whiskey.
Sunday pies, apple fritters, curly fries, nuts and cherries pound so hot. Just one swipe and it's say goodbye. It's bye, bye, bye. Let it go, 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 and go, 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 to the dreaded spoon. Sunday pies, apple fritters and curly fries, nuts and cherries piled so high. Just one swipe and it's say goodbye. It's bye, bye, bye. Gone, 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 and gone, 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 gone to the dreaded spoon.
Közösségi rádió a közösségi oldalon. Csatlakozz hozzánk! Légy a közösség tagja!
Légy a közösség tagja! facebook.com/civil.radio
I was taking a trip out to L.A. tooling along in my Chevrolet, talking on a number and digging on the radio. Just as I crossed the Mississippi line, I heard that highway start to whine, and I knew that left rear tire was about to go. Well, the spare was flat, and I got up tight, 'cause there wasn't a filling station in sight, so I just limped on down the shoulder on the rim. I went as far as I could, and when I stopped the car, it was right in front of this little bar I kind redneck looking joint called the Dewdrop Inn. Well, I stuffed my hair up under my hat and told the bartender that I had a flat, and would he be kind enough to give me change for a one. Well, there was one thing I was sure proud to see. There wasn't a soul in the place except for him and me, and he just looked disgusted and pointed toward the telephone. I called up a station down the road a ways, and he said he wasn't very busy today and he could have somebody there in just about 10 minutes or so. He said, "Now you just stay right where you're at," and I didn't bother to tell the darn fool that I sure as hell didn't have any place else to go. I just ordered up a beer and sat down at the bar when some guy walked in and said, "Who owns this car with the peace sign and the mag wheels and four on the floor?" Well, he looked at me and I damn near died, and I decided that I'd just wait outside, so I laid a dollar on the bar and headed for the door. Just when I thought I'd get out of there with my skin, these five big dudes come strolling in with this one old drunk chick and some fella with green teeth. And I was almost to the door when the biggest one said, "You tip your hat to this lady, son," and when I did, all that hair fell out from underneath. Now the last thing I wanted was to get in a fight in Jackson, Mississippi on a Saturday night, especially when there was three of them and only one of me. They all started laughing and I felt kind of sick. I knew I'd better think of something pretty quick, so I just reached out and kicked old Green Teeth right in the knee. Now he let out a yell that'd curl your hair, but before he could move, I grabbed me a chair and said, "Watch him, folks, because he's a thoroughly dangerous man." Well, you may not know it, but this man's a spy. He's an undercover agent for the FBI, and he's been sent down here to infiltrate the Q Club's plan. He was still bent over holding on to his knee, but everybody else was looking and listening to me, and I laid it on thicker and heavier as I went. I said, "Would you believe this man has gone as far as tearing Wallace stickers off the bumpers of cars, and he voted for George McGovern for president?" "Well, he's a friend of them long-haired hippie-type pickle fags. I bet you he's even got a commie flag tacked up on the wall inside of his garage. He's a snake in the grass, I tell you guys. He may look dumb, but that's just a disguise. He's a mastermind in the ways of espionage." They all started looking real suspicious at him, and he jumped up and said, "Now just wait a minute, Jim. You know he's lying. I've been living here all of my life. I'm a faithful follower of Brother John Birch, and I belong to the Antioch Baptist Church, and I ain't even got a garage. You can call home and ask my wife." Then he started saying something about the way I was dressed, but I didn't wait around to hear the rest. I was too busy moving and hoping I didn't run out of luck. And when I hit the ground, I was making tracks, and they were just taking my car down off the jack, so I threw the man a 20 and jumped in and fired that mother up. Mario
Andretti. Önök a Civil Rádiót hallják.
Ajánljuk magunkat. Műsorajánlóink következnek.
Szia, tanár úr!
Tegyünk rendet a pénzügyeinkben. Panaszkodás helyett, bulvárhírek helyett, összeesküvés elméletek helyett járjunk a végére.
Szia, tanár úr! Mutasd meg nekünk!
A műsor címe az, hogy Szia, tanár úr!
Gerő Péter műsora minden pénteken 15 órától hallható. Szia, tanár úr!
Olvasókör. A Civil Rádió műsora minden hétfőn 20 órától. Művészet, tudomány, közélet. A művészet szabadsága, a tudomány racionalitása, a közélet tisztasága. Az interneten hallgathatja az olvasókört. Szerkesztő műsorvezető Tóth Zoltán.
114, 115, 116.
117 perc.
A Civil Rádió majdnem két órás délutáni magazinja. Minden hétköznap 16 órakor.
A Demokrácia Most című műsor szándéka, hogy felhívja az emberek figyelmét a közélet fontosságára, a részvétel jelentőségére. Olyan példákat, küzdelmeket, mintákat és élettörténeteket tárunk hallgatóink elé, amelyek a közösség erejét mutatják, az összefogás szükségességét egy-egy probléma leküzdésénél.
Szerdán este 7-től 8-ig itt a Civil Rádióban.
Magunkat ajánlottuk. Műsorajánlóinkat hallották.
Señoras y señores, con ustedes, la mujer barbuda.